Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex, formerly known as Herman's Radio and Record Room. I'm DJ Frederick. I'll be spinning music from mid-century America and around the world. We'll be listening to 12-inch, 10-inch, and 7-inch records that my dad might have listened to back in the day in his radio repair shop, or at least music I think he would have enjoyed. Along the way, we'll dip into easy listening, country, gospel, jazz, folk music, and more. So welcome. The Mid-Century Annex is open for browsing here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you. Jack Marshall and Shelley Mann from 1966, The Rain in Spain. And before that, we heard Tommy Whistler with Where the Rainbow Ends. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex on WMNBLP 107.1 in North Adams. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you're enjoying the music.
We hope that you like what you're listening to. It's all designed with you in mind, especially for you.
We've got shows to keep you happy,
latest tunes both slow and snappy.
Yes, sound is a thing, so keep listening.
On radio, the sound's so good,
it's fit for a king.
Radio's a good companion.
Radio, the best sound around.
Radio, the best sound around.
The Paul Hofford Quartet from 1961 in a tune called Phoenix. Before that, Wanda Stafford with Happy Sunday. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You've stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. Thank you for tuning in here on WMNB LP 107.1, your community radio station. I'll be back spinning more discs right after this.
Exploring Science and the Sea. Doctors sometimes run tests even when they know you're just fine. The tests tell them how your body works when it is fine, making it easier to figure out what's wrong when you're sick. Marine biologists sometimes do the same thing with fish. They run tests to see how the fish operate under current environmental conditions. That can help them figure out how the fish are faring in the future under different conditions. An example is some work done by scientists at the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. They studied the role of an enzyme in the blood that affects how a fish breathes in the good air and breathes out the bad. The enzyme is carbonic anhydrase. It was already known to help fish get rid of carbon dioxide in the blood, but some fish have a lot more of the enzyme than they need to take care of CO2. So the researchers checked whether carbonic anhydrase also affects how oxygen is transported in the blood. In the lab, they tested the blood of red drum, a popular sport fish in the Gulf of Mexico. When they cut the amount of enzyme by half, the amount of oxygen passed from the blood to the tissues also was cut in half. And when they doubled the amount, the rate of oxygen delivery doubled as well. The researchers say that keeping an eye on the enzyme in fish in the wild could be one way to monitor their health and how they're adapting to the changing oceans. Our writer-producer is Damon Benningfield, script coordinator Heather Herrick, audio engineer Shayna Brown. Our executive producer is Lee Fuman. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley.
And welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. I'm DJ Frederick. Come on in, have a seat on the sofa, and we'll balance the stereophonic sound. Thank you. Well, believe it or not, that was 101 Strings with Wichita Lineman. Before that, we heard Bob Tootmark with Beyond the Reef, Great Hawaiian Tune. Probably faux Hawaiian tune, sort of like Tiki Lounge stuff. We started off with the Ray Rivera Orchestra and Guava from 1970. And I'm basically spinning tunes from about the late 1930s up until around 1970 here at the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. Thanks for stopping in. We'll open the Annex again in a week or so, right here on this frequency, 107.1 on WMNB-LP in North Adams, Massachusetts.